Welcome back to the MetaMinds podcast.
My name's Eamon.
And my name is Dan. And this is where we help you unlock the life of your dreams. So Eamon, what is the point of anything we do? Like, why do we do anything? That's kind of the thing that I've been thinking a little bit recent. Like, it kind of comes in and out. It's such a weird thing. Like, I have this with clients when they tell me about it as well. But I mean, there are some times where, like, moments where I'm just kind of like a little maybe overwhelmed with things that are happening, or maybe the feeling of what I'm doing doesn't feel the same as when I first started it. So I kind of have that thought that creeps in of like, well, why are you doing it then? You know, why are we doing anything? And I mean, that can sound quite bleak, but I think a lot of people have that experience where they're kind of like, why do we do anything? If you're in a job you hate, it's like, why am I doing this? If you're in a relationship you don't love, it's like, why am I doing this? But I mean, I think it can still happen. You and I try to set ourselves up in a place where it's like we're doing things that are values guided, values driven. We're doing things that we care about.
But that doesn't even matter sometimes.
Exactly right. It doesn't
feel that way.
Yeah.
It's funny, like a little sidebar. I had a moment. Was it? It was Friday. I've just finished my grocery shopping. I was at the shops, and I realized you've never experienced more existential dread in your life than when the trolley goes onto the escalator and locks into the little thing because it can't move down, and you're just stuck there
for
30 seconds. Yeah. And you're just like, here I am. Like, I've got nothing to do. Like, I'm just like here on this escalator with my trolley, with my groceries. I'm going to die someday. Then you get off and you're like, oh, maybe it's not so bad. And then you get on the second escalator and you're like, back. People are just walking past you, but you're just stuck there. Like, I don't know. That's probably an element of like my mind wants to be doing 15 things at once.
Right. But that's a good way of putting it, though. Because it is completely out of your control. It's that moment, like, it's life, right? It's like you've got the freedom to move the trolley. I can go left. I can spin the bloody trolley around. Have you ever done that in the shopping center? You spun it around? Maybe not nowadays. Spin it around, catch it, keep going, right? It's like you can do anything. The world is your oyster, and then you're just locked in.
Yeah.
And that's it.
The rules outside of your control are just like, yeah, controlling where you're at. And then you're just forced to think about, I guess, existence.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, existential dread, we talk about that quite often because it does creep in, and that's the main thing, is just like, what's the point of what I'm doing? Because it's like so funny, you can, as you said, you can be doing something in one moment and be like, so like, yes, this is what I'm doing, I'm so passionate about this, and then you're just like, oh, what's the point of anything? But then the flip of that, like, sometimes it'll just be laying on the couch like, oh, what am I doing, like, nothing matters kind of thing, and then it'll just punch me in the face. It's like, you need to get up and do something, bro, because this matters, you know?
Yeah.
Like, what is the flip between that? It's like, how do you spend more time in the right one, if that is the right one, is that, or is it just that, you know, if you are more driven, then you're more prone to the ups and downs of this, you know?
Right. It could be that high frequency of thought that we've talked about a couple of times on here, where, you know, you and I and other people out there who are listening might have a high frequency of thoughts, and with that you're going to get a lot of negative thoughts as well as potentially a lot of positive thoughts. But I would say, like, in those moments, like, it's just a perspective thing, right? Or it's about kind of putting it into perspective of like, you've been given this opportunity. You've been given the opportunity to live. Like, that in itself is like statistically an anomaly. Like, it's like there are billions of other people who could have been born, but it was you that was born. So you have this opportunity to make the most of the world, whatever that looks like.
You were the strong sperm.
Yeah, right. Exactly. But I mean, as weird as it sounds, it's like that's the reality of it. You know, it's like, yes, some people are born into really hard situations. You know, some of us have these moments where we feel like nothing's worthwhile, but it's like we have been given an opportunity.
So, you know? So gratitude is what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. Or just putting it into perspective of like, you know, obviously gratitude is so powerful, but just reminding yourself, it's like you've been given this opportunity to live on this world, and that's a beautiful blessing in itself, which is gratitude for sure. But yeah.
But then like, because I have, you know, small moments with gratitude, and it comes in and I'm like, oh yeah, like I'm alive and I have my arms and legs and oh my God, like I've got a roof over my head and I can eat enough food. Like everything is true. Like you have everything, you know, I guess it's a part of a symptom of the modern world. We're so comfortable and there's no threats, you know.
Yeah.
If we're living with like threats all the time, then maybe it'd be more exciting and you wouldn't experience as much existential dread, you know. But then how do you keep discipline with that that gratitude? Because it's like, you know, you have moments of it and it's like fleeting for me. It's like, I suppose you have to implement a habit of sorts where it's like you do this every day.
Yeah.
We need to give that a crack maybe.
Yeah.
Because like, you know, I'm good at meditating and I'm good at doing, you know, my morning routine is just like something you maybe need to implement into a routine to make it. Oh, we should give it a go and check back with another episode in like 5 weeks or something and like, you know, see how we went and if it actually improves this existential dread element.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, we'll stop an episode there and we'll be back.
Yeah, that's it. Here we are. Yeah, no, it's a good point because, like, I have moments, you have moments where you and I will talk to each other and we'll go, oh, we're really grateful for this. And I genuinely mean it when I say, like, I won't just say it for the sake of it. If I'm feeling crap, I tell you or I tell...
You're just flexing.
Yeah.
I'm so grateful about everything. Yeah. Okay, well, get it, Dan.
Yeah, we get it. Come on, mate. But yeah, like, there are moments that both you and I do it. And I think communicating gratitude to someone else is a powerful thing. Like, it's one thing to think it and one thing to write about it. But if you can genuinely say to someone you trust and you feel comfortable to share it, like, you know, I feel really grateful for some of the beautiful things that have happened recently. Like, that amplifies the gratitude and the connection typically with the other person. So, like, I tried to do that a bit. Like, if I'm with a friend, if I'm with my partner, whoever, like, I try to say that. If I'm genuinely feeling it, like, I'll try to bring that out. And I think that helps me in the moment. Like, we've spoken about in other episodes about that connection of being with someone, sharing that experience, that can really amplify the feeling. But yeah, I think a habit would make a lot of sense. Like, if we're doing it daily, like, probably the best habit for something like that is, it's like you wake up in the morning and you write three things that you're grateful for. And then when you go to bed before you fall asleep, it's like you write three things that you're grateful for from the day.
But Dan, it sounds like a lot of work.
I know. But does it? Three, that's so easy, mate.
Well, no, but it's just like, how many habits do I have to implement for this life? It's like, yeah, it's so hard. It's like, you know, I guess I'm just playing devil's advocate, you know? It's just,
yeah,
like, yeah, that sounds all good and well, but it's like, I'd almost rather sit in my existential dread because it stops me from doing this extra habit that I have to do every day.
Yeah.
I've already got groceries that I have to get. I've already got, you know, like, washing that I have to put out. Like, oh, I've already got all these different habits that don't actually bring me benefit. Like, I need to, like, what? How can I implement another habit, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's where my mind is sometimes.
Yeah, for sure.
I've got a lot of habits and sometimes I'm like, oh, I should add that in. It's like, yeah, but you're adding it in to the minimal time you already have already, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I find a lot of people, though, like, a lot of people either reflect in the shower or before they go to bed. Like, that's the most common thing that people tell me. It's like, that's when I do my thinking.
Well, yeah, because that's, yeah, your brain is like, yeah, it's like, you know,
winding down
water. Kind of, yeah, but before you go to bed, it is processing information because that's what you do when you're asleep as well. You know?
Yeah. So I would say in those moments, like, you don't even have to write it down, but those moments, like, making the conscious effort of just thinking about things that you're grateful for. Like, I mean, that's a pretty easy, no barrier kind of thing to do in that moment. Like, you're in bed already, you're already relaxed. Before you even think about anything else, it's like, that's the thing you focus on, whether you've got a partner you can talk to it about, whether, you know, you just think to yourself, but that would make the most sense. That's normally when I would do like a gratitude thing. If I'm feeling a bit like, I don't know, like the day was a bit full on, or I've got a lot of thoughts coming through. Like, yeah, normally I try to do that. My partner will sometimes remind me of, like, you know, what things are you grateful for from the day kind of thing. And sometimes I'll forget to do that activity. But I think, yeah, that's probably the most logical thing for people out there. If you do your thinking in the shower, if you do your thinking before bed, like, just, it doesn't even have to be every day, right? It's just like when you remind yourself, it's like, I need to be grateful for something, especially if you're feeling a bit like heavy from the day.
Yeah.
It's like, well, what can I be grateful for? Oh, look, I've got my limbs. I'm happy. You know, people love me.
On every negative situation.
Yeah. But again, like you said, it's like, it's one of those things that's hard in the moment, and a habit is the thing that you need to do, whether you know, before. Another thing is like prompting yourself, right? Like prompting yourself in the moment. So whether you have like a laminated thing that you print out and then you stick it on your mirror. So then when you're doing your teeth, it's like you see that thing. It's like, list three things you're grateful for from the day. But that's then a system. You don't have to then think about it. It's like there for you. And you might not do it every single time, but then it's like there as a visual cue. Maybe that's something we could do.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. Like, I read this book last year by Dr. Gabor Mate, who, you know, speaks a lot about trauma and addiction. And his book is called In the Realm of Hungry Ghosts. He dropped a more recent book, which is fascinating as well. But, you know, it only occurred to me recently that it's like, what is a hungry ghost? Well, a hungry ghost is never satisfied because it eats food and it falls straight through itself. And then it wants to eat food again. So it's always perpetually hungry. And that's what we're living in now. Like, we are in the realm of hungry ghosts. We are all hungry ghosts, you know, because we're never satisfied. And that is a good thing because that drives us forward. But this is also where I think some of this existential dread comes from. Because it's like, as you just said before, it's like, okay, cool. We got to this level, you know, in our business, in our job or whatever. And it's like, you know, like, what was it? 3 weeks ago we were talking, or it was maybe a little bit longer. And you're like, yeah. I'm like, dude, I'm excited for what's next for you. And you're like, yeah, no, I don't want to think about that. Like, I'm just really happy like where I'm at and like just want to focus on what I'm doing right now. And what, it's like a month later or however long. And you're like, man, I'm like, you know, want to get to that next thing already. It's like, you're a hungry ghost, you know?
Exactly.
And that's a good thing because it's going to push you to the next level. You might be able to help more people, become more fulfilled, but then you're always going to perpetually be that way.
Yeah. never satisfied.
Yeah.
Which is like, that could be a curse in itself, but it's also a blessing if you take it that way.
Yeah.
So similar to what we say with like the high frequency of thoughts, it's like that can be a blessing and a curse at the same time. So it's how you frame it for yourself. So, you know, because that's a great example. Like in that moment, I remind myself, like, stop trying to think too far ahead. Right. I like keep telling myself that's the gratitude thing I try to force on myself of like, try to think about, you know, how far you have come or how proud you are of what you've done and just sit with that. Cause like sometimes you go, oh, well, I've done that thing now. Oh yeah. And it felt good for the moment. And then it's like that whole thing that we spoke about in the other episode where it's like, you know, you hit a 10, let's say it's like, I feel happy. I'm at a 10 right now. I feel amazing. And then things start to, oh, okay, well, I'm used to this now. It's similar routine. Oh, you know, there's no real like maybe novelty to it because you're used to it. You're prepared. That doesn't mean it's not as fulfilling. It just means that your receptors, the way your body responds to it, isn't as amplified. So then it feels a little less maybe important or a little less significant in the moment for you. So that's why like I'm trying to tell myself a lot of the time, it's like, just be proud of where you're at. But that thing creeps in all the time. Like you said, the hungry ghost is like, well, but is there something more? Am I happy with this? Is this enough right now? Which could be overwhelming, and it can be overwhelming for me. But
I suppose to keep that at bay for what we were talking about before, like recognizing that we are hungry ghosts, these little doses of gratitude will keep you, I guess, content with where you're at, but still pushing forward.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, am I doing enough? Like, what's the point of doing anything? And it's like, holy crap, look at everything that I'm grateful for. And that will ground you in that moment. And then you can like reframe and go, okay, where am I headed? You know, because yeah, I feel like, I don't know. Yeah. Gratitude is obviously very powerful. It does really, you know, if you can feel that emotion, it is really effective. But yeah. It's just like, it's fleeting and you have to, integrate
it. Yeah, you have to keep pulling it back. Hey?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, yeah, I think that's, we've solved the problem of existential dread on this episode. Thanks for listening. So, but no, yeah, I don't know. Interesting and healthy discussion, I think.
Yeah.
Hopefully you've gotten some value out of this episode.
And if you have, then please make sure to give us a 5-star review on whatever podcast platform you're listening to, and we will talk to you in the next one.